But we're going to invite Gail to come now and just come and share what Jesus has done in your life. Is that okay? Thanks, Gail.
Hi. Thanks, everybody, for coming today. I had a typical Northern Irish church upbringing, forced to church every Sunday until I was 12, and then I was given a choice. I went to a few other churches after that for about 2 years, but not for the faith. It was for the ride on the minibus or just for something to do. I didn't give God much thought other than I believed in God like most non-Christians when it suited, usually when the chips were down. 2 years ago, my daughter Adriana started nursery school and I met up with a mum there, Lana. Our very first proper conversation was evolution versus creation and what a chat that was. I found out then that Lana was a Christian and we soon became firm friends. Lana and I often had chats about God. I thought she was silly to believe and I wanted to disprove everything she said. She was so strong in her faith and was always defending God with a gentleness and a confidence that I admired. About a year after meeting Lana, in Christmas 2010, a mutual friend of ours died. I actually fell to pieces and found it really difficult to come to terms with. Lana was suffering the exact same, but I knew she was coping far better. We met for lunch and I asked Lana how she managed to cope. She said her faith in God gave her great comfort. She had someone truly understanding to turn to and someone to share the burden. I wanted what she had and big discussions followed. I bombarded Lana with question after question. The story of Noah and the story of the prodigal son were debated over and over. I knew I was driving Lana up the wall, but I wanted answers. Eventually, she suggested I go along to Christianity Explored group here in this very church. I did, and then they got bombarded with the questions. I was angry and aggressive, but they didn't mind. Every week they could see I was softening. I was taking in everything. I was actually starting to understand. Strange things started to happen in my everyday life. Examples of a couple of those strange things were, after having a non-specific chat with a PVC window man at Morrison's, I said bye, to which he said, "I don't know what religion you are, but God bless you." I left wondering, where did that come from? It was just a very strange thing for him to say. Once I tried to dodge a street preacher in Ormskirk by darting down the alley, only to get to the other side and he was there. He handed me a piece of paper, which I put in my pocket, but curiosity got the better of me. And I read it later, and it was the story of the prodigal son, the story I had been arguing with Lana about. Another occasion, this is really weird, this one. Another occasion was when Lana was praying in the boiler room. She felt she had a Bible verse for me from God. That night, she prayed with James and asked God for an opportunity to show me the verse. She asked God to give her a sign so she knew when the time was right. The next morning, we happened to bump into each other, and I told her that I thought I had seen a sign from God. I went on to tell her that the day before, I was walking through Liverpool town and seen written on the side of a building on the wall in about 3-foot letters, "Do you believe in God?" She laughed at the irony at her wanting a sign and God giving me a sign. She then told me about this particular verse. There were so many of these occurrences, but I fought against them, constantly saying it's just a coincidence. While at Lana's house, we were looking through a family photo album, and Lana showed me a picture of Joshua being dedicated. She explained that what it was, and I said I'd love something like that for Adriana. Strangely, coincidentally enough, there was a dedication coming up in Lana's church, and she invited me along. I was really nervous the first time at OCF. It was so alien to me. The service started and everyone began to sing, and I was drawn to a lady singing in the front. When she looked over at me, it seemed like we locked eyes for a few seconds. I felt her look right inside of me. Although it scared me, I felt somehow moved and connected to her, and this lady was Chris Much. Little Daniel Burgess was being dedicated, and although I found it amazing, I also knew it wasn't something I could have asked for Adriana. I knew everybody down there had a relationship with each other and with God. And if I wanted that for Adriana, then we needed those very same relationships. I felt like an intruder that day, but I also felt honoured. I'd witnessed love and warmth in that room, and more than anything, I'd witnessed the presence of God. After that, Adriana and I went to church every Sunday by the odd day I was at work, and every Sunday I felt a connection. Something physical was growing inside of me. Every Sunday I was a blubbering wreck. I've got mixed up. Okay. Something was happening to me. I continued going to Christianity Explored. God was becoming a major part of my day-to-day life. It started off lightly. I would talk to him and test him, and although all the strange little things continued to happen and the big stuff, asked me how I met Clifford, because that's a really, really good story. No, it is. I would still ask him to show himself to me. I even questioned if the big sign on the wall in town actually existed or had I imagined it. I went back for a second look and it was there, big and bold. Then it started to get really bad. Every thought in my head seemed to be God-related. Everything I did or seen, I felt I had to talk to God about it. There was suddenly stuff on TV about God, or I'd read things in books or in newspapers about God. It was like everything pointed to God. I felt I was drowning in God at one point. I even shouted out loud to him to get out of my head and give me a break. He was everywhere. I shared all this with Lana. I thought I was going nuts, and she was loving it. We were nearing the end of Christianity Explored, and Martin, our teacher, was explaining the sinner's prayer. He asked us to read out the sinner's prayer, and I couldn't. I didn't even want to hear what it said. And as everyone else read it out loud, I totally distracted myself from it. I knew then that I had changed. I knew I'd come to know God and understand him. I knew the day I'd say the sinner's prayer would be the day that I meant it. Servolution Saturday arrived, and I went with Lana to the boiler room to litter pick and car wash. It was a great day serving the community. I felt part of the OCF family. Brian shared his testimony with me. I felt inspired and encouraged and amazed by him. On leaving the boiler room, Chris Much said, "Thanks for mucking in." In that second, I was gutted. In that second, I thought, I don't want to be seen as mucking in. Then Chris said, "You're one of us now." I thanked her, then walked over to Cottage Craft and cried. The poor people in there didn't know what was going on with me. I just kept thanking God. I knew he wanted me. I knew he loved me. And I knew he accepted me. Sunday morning, I went to church. Sunday morning, I went to church, and a gentleman, Mark Greenwood, was doing a talk. I felt from the minute he started talking, he was talking to me personally. No one else was in that room but me. I believe God sent that lovely wee man to me that morning. Mark spoke in a way I completely understood. He talked about becoming a Christian and what it meant being a Christian. Mark kept saying, "Say yes to Jesus." He kept repeating this, saying it with conviction louder and louder, right at me. Inwardly, I was screaming yes. There and then, I accepted Jesus into my heart and into my life and promised to follow him faithfully. I felt like a whole new person leaving church that day, but I told no one. At that point, I wanted it to be between me and God. That afternoon, we had to meet in the park for another Servolution week, another Servolution gathering. Mark Greenwood was doing a talk again. I was excited to hear what he had to say. There was just Adriana and I. Lana couldn't make it that afternoon. I bumped into people from Cottage Lane Mission Church and had a chat with them, and then went and sat in the grass with Adriana. Karen Summerfield came over and sat beside me and chatted, and then said she had to go somewhere but wouldn't be long. I sat there talking to God, saying, "Karen won't come back and sit with me. Why would she?" But she did, and I was amazed, and I thank God for that. It was a small but really important thing to me. Again, I felt accepted. One after another. One after another. people sat with me, OCF folk, Cottage Lane folk, and even a girl I'd met from Christchurch. I thought I was in the right place with the right people and absolutely surrounded with God's love. I had the odd sense he was smiling down at me. I never got to hear a word Mark Greenwood said that day. I went straight home after and read the Sinner's Prayer. Many people from church have played a part in my journey finding God, like Emma, Ruth, Helen and Irene. Actually, too many to name them all, but wonderful, encouraging and uplifting people. It's 7 months now. And God continues to show me strange wee things, to shock me and remind me of his love and power. He guides me and speaks to me through so many people. I love talking to him. We have amazing conversations. He comes everywhere with me. I love his company. I have no idea how I manage without him. I never had a father growing up, but I am blessed to have one growing older. I don't know everything about him. I don't know everything about the Bible. And sometimes I'm childlike in my knowledge. But I know I love him. I want to live by him, for him. And more than anything, I want to share him with everyone. Just ask the Avon lady.